In Liberia, the number of Ebola cases is no longer increasing exponentially, but health officials say that could change at any time. In the worst days of the epidemic, back in August and September, before the massive aid effort really got underway, the one place to get treated in Liberia's capital, Monrovia, was run by Doctors Without Borders. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports on one woman's grim job during that time.
Venka Peterson came to Liberia from Germany in late August to do what she normally does for Doctors Without Borders in hotspots all over the world, manage supplies. This time, her job was to organize hygiene kits, but the kits weren't there yet, so she was asked to help with another job.
I was asked if I could help a colleague at the main gate where the patients were arriving.
The main gate where patients were arriving, a place that's produced some of the most disturbing pictures of the Ebola epidemic. To picture it, imagine a walled-in compound and a chain-link fence where cars can enter. Inside the fence is the largest Ebola treatment unit that's ever been built. Outside are the sick people trying to come in.
There were really sick. Whole families were coming, and they asked to get treatment. But there were days where that we couldn't take any patients at all, so it was really hard at this time. So that we have to send everybody away.
Send them away because the unit was full. Every single bed had a patient with Ebola. After 2 days of doing this job, Peterson's colleague left. For 5 more weeks, Peterson stood at that gate by herself and told people the bad news. And she did it, standing the required 3 feet away in what looked like a spacesuit. 5 feet tall, wearing gloves, a surgical gown, a mask, a facial shield, and boots. Sometimes people would wait outside the fence all day, she says. At the end of the day, she still had to turn them away.
It's not nice that you have to reject patients, to say, sorry, I don't have space. It's never nice if you say, sorry, I cannot help you, I cannot take you in to the hospital. It's sad, and sometimes you just turn around and cry, and then when the tears stop, you turn around and continue the work.
Hmm. Peterson says there are some people she will never forget.
So one guy was sitting there in the rain the whole day. We had no space, and he just asked for a place to lie down. And in the end of the day, I could take him in as well. And he died 2 days later. So I could never promise that I would have space later the day. And they died in front of the gate as well, because while they were waiting.
No.
Yes.
You saw that?
Yeah.
How many times?
I don't know. I think it's too many times.
The worst thing about the job was that for a space to open up at the treatment unit, someone had to die. But then there were people who survived.
One of the first days, we admitted a boy. He was around about 5 years old, and 10 days later, 2 weeks later, he was discharged. And this is always nice. If you have patients outside, you open the gate for them, and then 2 weeks later, something like that, it's nice. Always made my day.
Peterson finished that first stint in Liberia in early October and went back to Germany for some R&R. Now she's here in Liberia again, as the Ebola outbreak is changing. There aren't as many people coming to that gate.
The patients come earlier now, and not with a whole family, but that they're coming alone, so they're not infecting more patients.
So fewer cases in Monrovia, but still a lot of cases in rural areas where people can't reach an Ebola treatment unit. Doctors Without Borders and other groups are assembling teams to go out and find these people, set up rural treatment centers, and try to stop the disease from spreading. For Peterson, this stint in Liberia is different. Nobody's at the front gate anymore, and she's back to her old job, managing supplies. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Monrovia.